Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Inching toward that Steelers-Kansas City game on Sunday evening. Could be snowy, not there, but here. Could be hunkered down and bunkered down, and we'll talk about all of that coming up as we get through this hour. Also, one man so excited about Roger Wood yesterday, he could hardly even contain himself. We will play that audio, Lee Sterling, at 8 o'clock. But we start here. Is it growing? We ask you that question. I'm not going to bring out the bell today, I don't think. We'll just talk. Is it growing? And it's multi-pronged. It's three-pronged, I guess. The first question, it's felt like the optimism has grown throughout this week, right? It started out with, well, the Steelers make the playoffs. They just make it because there wasn't a tie. There almost was a tie. There should have been a tie. My gosh, why wasn't there a tie? The Raiders should have just put a knee on it. They kicked that field goal. It should have been a tie. Steelers got no chance, though. It's nice. They're going to play against Kansas City, but Kansas City's really good. But wait. Maybe they do have a chance. And, well, there's a couple national people that are starting to talk about the Steelers being a team that could have a template to maybe find a key to unlock the door that is Kansas City. And not just throw out the game that was the day after Christmas. And it is the Steelers, after all. Is the optimism growing simply because of the cycle of the newsweek and the way that we have to wait for this game? And the longer that you talk it out, the more you kind of want to find negativity with the Kansas City Chiefs or a way in which the Steelers could win this game. Or is there real, true optimism growing? Because the line hasn't moved.
No, the line hasn't moved an inch. Still 12.5. I think it's growing optimism because, to be quite honest, we're trying to tell ourselves that there's a chance. And look, this is not to say that there is no chance. And not that I wouldn't love to see it. It would be remarkable. It would be the biggest upset in Steelers playoff history. We would all be dancing in the streets once the plows cleared them on Monday morning. But we know it's not likely, right? So I think this is the function of kind of like what we talked about yesterday, just enjoying it, right? Enjoying the extra week of football that we have. Enjoying the extra week of Ben Roethlisberger that we get to partake in. This is an opportunity that just a few weeks ago we didn't think we'd get as fans. The Steelers playoff game, even if it is on the road and they're supposed to go in there and just get walloped by the Chiefs, it's an opportunity to enjoy it. And I think people are doing what they can to try and drum themselves up for it by, like you said, oh, I don't know, the Chiefs, man. There's no way that everything went right for them in the first half last time out, that day after Christmas game, right? And, you know, the running backs might be dinged up, and who knows? You know, maybe they're looking past the Steelers a little bit, despite what Andy Reid said the other day. And then you look on the Steelers side and you go, oh, man, maybe there's some motivation there because of the way they got kicked around Arrowhead last time. And they can't play as bad as they did in that game, right? There's got to be some hidden vigorish there where things flip back the other way. And what if Najee's healthy, man? You never know. What, Juju may come back? That tidal wave is kind of pushing back towards the south side, right, where we're all looking at it going, maybe, you know, they don't have a great chance, but maybe they got a chance.
Yeah, and so it's that. Is it growing? I seem to think, like for me, for my opinion, I think the optimism is growing a little bit. Just slightly, but I still think it's an all-or-nothing proposition. The Steelers will either win or get totally blown out. I feel that way. And I don't know which way to head yet either. This is one where I don't truly know the health of either team. That when you get this late in the season, it's hard to tell, and it has been hard to tell with the Steelers. I don't, and especially somebody as key as the running back. I just don't know.
On both sides, right?
Right, and That's a gigantic thing. They had two running backs that missed time in practice this week.
Yeah, Edwards-Helaire didn't practice at all yesterday. Look, For whatever reason, whether it's, like I said, the hidden vigorous aspect of the first meeting coming back around, whether it's false hope because you want to believe that Sunday night could be fun, whatever it is, if you've got a little bit of hope, if you got that little flicker of a flame burning, go ahead and fan it and enjoy yourself this weekend.
All right. Is it growing or not? Mike Tomlin said this about Juju Smith-Schuster?
I don't know that. Like I said, we just started this 21-day window, and what transpires out here and a lot of other questions are part of the equation.
Uh-huh. So is it growing in optimism, a thought, a process in your brain that's twisting and turning that he could actually play on Sunday? You know, for me, I'd love to think that. He's that inside receiver that they need. He is that yard gainer that they need, that go-to safety valve, that man to throw me the ball on third and four, and even short of the sticks, which they'd love to do, I'm going to catch it, and I'm going to bulldog my way for a couple more yards and make that first down. I just seem to think that they are putting themselves on a track where, in case they win, he is starting that 21-day window, which could be shorter, but he's starting that window to where he would be ready for things moving forward. I just find it incredibly tough that he'd be ready in 3 days to play a
football
game.
This is a really fast-moving train for him to jump on. Then again, it's the Steelers' offense, and they need every last bit of help they can get, right? So maybe they do look at it with some semblance of hope that he might show them enough in a couple days of practice that he could jump on the moving train, to repeat the Tomlinism. I think it's more than likely a little bit of gamesmanship, just a little bit of twist of things to give the Chiefs just a little bit to think about. Look, I don't think the Steelers' offense is going to change appreciably if Juju Smith-Schuster is available. He'll come back and he'll fit into the offense as Juju has fit into the offense in the past. But if anything else, if it takes one video assistant 15 minutes of looking up Juju clips and putting them together so that one secondary coach can take a look at it, and he takes 10 minutes to then brief Steve Spagnuolo on what he saw and say, well, just in case, here's what we saw, then that's that many more minutes that they didn't spend preparing for something else. It's gamesmanship.
Yes, it absolutely is. And I like the tactic. Once he's eligible, once he's available and able to kind of be out there, why not have him out there to give somebody something to think about, even if he's not going to play. Is it growing or not? Mike Tomlin on Najee and Najee's health.
I don't. We're scheduled to work him tomorrow. I think that's going to be telling for us.
Okay. Mm. Is it growing or not, your concern over Najee Harris being less than fully capable? Or do you not even have that concern anymore? You're there. You understand he may be less than fully capable.
I've been there since, what, the second quarter or whenever, first quarter, I guess, when he went out against Baltimore. And like I said, he's taken some of those hits this year where you hold your breath and you're like, hope he gets up okay, hope he gets up okay. And that was one of the ones where he didn't get up totally okay. And if he's, look, I think whether he's less than 100% or not, he's going to gut it out and play. That's what we saw in the fourth quarter against Baltimore. He's the kind of guy who's not going to let them tell him, no, you can't go. He's going to say, BS, it's the playoffs, I'm going. And he'll get out there. The question then will become, how long can he go? And even if he does play the entire game and a full complement of snaps, how productive is it going to be if he's playing with one arm?
Yeah, I'm positive going into this game. I really am. But this is something that concerns me. And I think we'll be able to tell probably in the first series. Do they get away from what they normally do? Do they throw it three times and then kind of hope and get into that Steelers offense that we saw maybe in week 5 or week 6 that what is their best offensive play? We'll throw it up the rail to Chase Claypool and hope he jumps up and beats somebody.
Or gets an interference call.
Yeah. If we don't see Najee Harris touching the football on a single setback or side card to one side of Ben Roethlisberger, then I think there is concern, and I don't want to call him a decoy, but then he would just be out there much less than capable than he normally is, just being out there to kind of be out there. This is a very big factor in this football game.
They don't win in Kansas City if Najee has an 8-carry, 16-yard performance.
Right.
I mean, that's just – they need him in order to provide some level of balance to the offense so that the Chiefs' defense – can't just, like, if they come out and let's say Najee can't even play, right? Let's go that far, although I hope that doesn't happen, obviously. But let's say that's the scenario, and the Steelers come out empty set, 5 wide, at looking like the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers, right? When Ben would just fire it out in 2.1 seconds every single time on little quick hitters. Well, the Chiefs will know, and they'll be able to set up that picket fence defense, and I don't think it'll be a very short night.
That's what happened last time, and the Steelers just couldn't throw the football over them. That is for absolutely sure what happened last time. It is 6:14, a very good morning to you. Good time for an insurance checkout by the Buell Insurance Agency. A good time, too, for us to tell us what we got going on all day today. Lee Sterling, at least on our show. Lee Sterling, 8 o'clock. Carrington Harrison from Kansas City, 610 Sports KC. He joins us coming up at 8:30. Charlie Batch in his requisite spot. He joins us at 9 o'clock. We are going to we have a live, real live, accordion player who is coming in here.
Heck yeah, we do.
At 9:30. Now, this is really going to happen. He's definitely going to do this for us.
Oh, yeah.
What does he have? What is his sort of catalog like? Like, what's he got? Is he just a one-trick pony? All he's got is the Steelers polka?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think given the equipment that I just saw him walk in with.
Oh, he's in the building with it.
He's in the building. He's ready to go.
Okay. So, I might ask for a couple other, a couple other hits. Although, I don't know what a... some Weird Al stuff, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
We'll have to check in.
Hits are out
well,
there.
I'll look it up. Yeah. That's what the internet. The internet is perfect for that. You go to Google, you type accordion greatest hits, and he'll...
Any kind of polka.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he might be able to play Renegade on accordion.
Oh, my.
Who knows?
We may have just changed the game up right there.
I would ask him if he could do Renegade on the accordion. That changes things.
That does.
Or Here We Go. How hard is Here We Go? If you can play the accordion, can't you go?
Didn't he do the last time? Didn't he do the...
I think he did, yeah.
Hell, I could do that if you gave me 10 minutes to be able to figure out how to play the accordion.
Well, no, but I'm saying...
You just hit buttons.
Yeah, I think I figured it out on my kid's Casio keyboard when they were like four.
Right.
Yeah.
So, nonetheless, we're not...
It's at elementary school concerts. Anybody?
Right. Oh, yeah. Wait, do we need to? At this? I mean, I think this is our kind of adopted anthem.
That should have been our sounder for the first segment between topics.
You mean this right here? The Poff Elementary Orchestra? The applause gets me at the end, every time. Here we are. And then the teacher lady looks into the crowd. Ready? Yay, there we are. I was there. I was in the audience. Great stuff. Sunday's shaping up to be something of a day. And we'll go over that in just a couple minutes. I mean,
well, really everything from Saturday afternoon through Monday around breakfast time is just going to be one big long or thing.
Right.
For lack of a better way to put it.
We'll bring that up in just a couple minutes. Also, the American public, I think that is a story to follow, or something, at least a conversational topic in a couple minutes. You're going to want to follow that. And how one person felt about Roger Wood. I want to say it was kind of predictable. We'll get into that before the hour is out. But right now, get money. Let's go.
Get money.
All right, get money. Now, some of the prop bets are starting to filter out.
You can check
out some stuff for this weekend on FanDuel, same game parlay stuff. Anytime TD. Chase from Cincinnati is plus 120, I believe, or plus 100 maybe even, or plus 110, somewhere around
there. I'll take plus money on that.
Yeah, you can make some money. He's going to score a touchdown. Jamar Chase is, come on. Tyler Boyd, plus 165. You wonder if they throw to a veteran receiver, if he scores a touchdown. He's become a veteran receiver, I guess, for them. Tyler Boyd has. I like those two bets, and maybe even putting them together in a same-game parlay that could pay off a little bit. The one I predict that a lot of people will take a flyer on, I don't know if I'll touch this, though, but it's one where you put a little money down, you can make a lot potentially. If you put together the Patriots and the Steelers to win outright, just win the games.
Well,
they both have long odds, but there's a way in which people can manipulate it and say, I could see those teams winning games.
You could even take that and make it a teaser if you wanted to.
Yes, if you wanted to.
And give yourself a little extra and still get plus money out of it.
Right.
So, no, I like all of that. And BetQL has this giving props thing, too. BetQL.com/props. They got 10 props posted. I went through and made my selections this morning, reserving the right to change them before the games start tomorrow. The person with the most correct picks every week going to win $2,000. Just by signing up, you're entered into a grand prize drawing for $10,000. Again, BetQL.com/props. Here's my favorite. Of all 10 props that are posted by BetQL and their giving props contest for this weekend, my favorite is in the first game of the weekend. Tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 kick between the Bengals and the Raiders. And it's not any of the options that you brought up that I like with the receivers, obviously. It's Joe Mixon. Over 91.5 rushing yards. Now, he's only gone over that number three times this year, once against the Steelers, but also once against the Raiders. I think there's a chance the Bengals have themselves a cushiony lead in the second half, and they're leaning on Mixon to run out the clock. So, Joe Mixon over 91.5. Jump on that and get money.
There we are. Get money, get money, get money. The American public and how they feel about this game, and also what Sunday is shaping up to be around these parts. We dive into both of those things coming up next. I think they're both great conversations.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Don't forget Charlie Batch coming up 9 o'clock. We love talking to him. Okay, so outline this. There are a lot of people who are off work on Monday. We are not amongst them.
Nope.
We'll be in here talking about postgame. It'll be a de facto postgame just soon after the Steeler game ends, 8:15, 8:30 start, whatever it is, on Sunday night past 8 o'clock. So we'll be in here. A lot of people are off, though. And now there's a prediction. People are starting to quantify this and put numbers to it. 5 to 9 inches I've seen on both Channel 4 and Channel 2.
Okay.
So that is supposed to hit. But the one thing that's unclear is what time it'll start snowing Sunday. It's not going to be in the morning. Will it be in the afternoon? Will it be nighttime?
I saw Mary Hours post a window of like 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. for like the 24 hours
to
be prepared.
That's the weather service put that out there.
Okay.
That's the weather service's watch is 1 p.m. to 1
there
p.m.
You go,
right
then.
Now. So, but nobody's been able to pinpoint when it'll start snowing,
sure.
and it'll have to be much closer to that. That being said, you've got the snow, which will cause just panic. You have people being off work on Monday, and you have a nighttime Steeler game on Sunday. This is going to turn into Sunday, one of the biggest day drinking, bunker down, hunker down drinking days in recent memory. It could lead to a lot of social media shenanigans and nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Well, I don't think you'll get people. Like, we have friends that we're going to have a get-together on Sunday night, invite people over because the kids don't have school on Monday, right? And then, obviously, the snow has kind of put a damper on that. Nobody wants to be driving around in the snow at midnight on Sunday night after the game trying to get home. So I don't think you'll get people running around as much, but this does lend itself, like you said, to the guy gets all tuned up, Steelers lose on a last-second field goal somehow, and he gets mad and throws his TV through a wall or something. Those kind of stupid videos that we get every once in a while. This will lend itself to that. It'll also be, this is, you know, I think back to when we were kids, and this kind of goes back to the Roger Wood thing. We were playing the song yesterday, and we were talking about it takes you back to a certain moment in time. This will take me back to being a kid, and this would be the perfect weekend as a kid. You'd have a long weekend. There's no worries about school on Monday, right?
Yes.
You're going to get snow on Sunday night into Monday, and since there's no school, you'll be allowed to stay up and watch the game. Your parents will let you stay up, and then you'll sleep in. You'll go out. You'll play in the snow. You'll go sledding, all that kind of stuff.
All you got to do is wake up and go sled ride.
This is a dream weekend for, like, anybody between the ages of like 8 and 18. This is your weekend.
Well, then it's a dream weekend too for people who can drink, because you go to the beer store Saturday, go to Hampton Beer Outlet, or go to Hampton Beer Outlet, drive a little, save a lot. You go to Hampton Beer Outlet Saturday, you stock up, you get all your stuff, and you're ready to go for Sunday, and you just get at it early, but not too early, or you wait until midday, and then you're looking for the snow to fall. It's just perfect. A thought, though, here about this game, and I've been thinking about this, because I always try to, with any topic or just about anything, but especially Steeler stuff, you remove yourself from Western Pennsylvania and you get out of the Steeler Nation sort of vortex and you want to put yourself in the other shoes. And that's why we love having national people on and talk to them about matchups and different things. What do you think if you're somebody who is, say, a random NFC team that didn't make the playoffs? I don't know. Giants, right?
Okay,
that's a team. Or even another AFC team, Dolphins. Okay, an AFC team didn't make the playoffs. If you're a fan or just fan of the NFL, what do you want to happen here with this game in particular? Do you want to see one of the golden boys of the NFL in Patrick Mahomes and his team and Andy Reid and those guys and fans that are going to have games all the way through the playoffs for the most part at Arrowhead, rah, yell and scream, raucous atmosphere, mm-hmm. you know, that in Mahomes and those guys and Kelce, who is a guy that is pretty lovable, I guess. I think a lot of people like Travis
part,
Kelce.
I think, yeah.
Make their way through. Or do you want the narrative to continue and the underdog story, if you will, of keep winning one for Ben? Like,
now, if you're a neutral football fan, the Steelers are the uninvited guest at the party. They are. You're not going to get, at least this is your viewpoint as a neutral football fan, maybe from a lot of Steelers fans too, you're not going to get a good game, like a pretty game from them, right?
Right.
Like, Ben's not going to walk them up and down the field like Patrick Mahomes will.
Like, people wanted the Chargers in the playoffs instead of the Steelers.
Yeah, because Herbert's fun to watch and the Chargers. People don't want the Steelers. And here's the other thing. Like it or not, non-Steeler fans really can't stand Steeler fans. Like, that's just... And I think most people are aware of that, right? Like, I think we're fairly well aware of how disliked we are as Steelers fans around the NFL. Maybe not in the same scope or level as Cowboys fans or Patriots fans, but people don't like us.
There's not a lot of people in the middle with the Steelers. There's not a lot of, I could take them or leave them. Like, they're like Notre Dame football or Duke basketball. I love them mm-hmm. or I hate them. And I think that's the way people look at them. You know what? I tend to agree with you, though. That people root for the story, they root for the excitement, they root for the juice, and that is probably Mahomes making his way through the playoffs. Yep. Although, there is something to the story, and look, it's a long shot, there is something to the story of Ben keeping people hanging for another week and out there, and even the lore of rooting against him one more time.
That, I think, is the angle.
You know what I mean? Like if he were to win, then you get to root against him one more time.
Because Ben
will he ever go away?
Because Ben has not especially endeared himself on a national level to non-Steelers fans, right? So your thinking then is, much like how I've in the past rooted for the Patriots to get as far as possible and then have their hearts broken, right? Like, that's just... It's petty and juvenile of me, but that's the way I've looked at it in some cases where the Patriots have been really good. I go, you know what? They're not going to lose in the wild card game. So, you know what? Go to the Super Bowl and then have your hearts ripped out. People will want Ben to go as far as possible and then have his heart ripped out.
Has the advent of being able to bet sports so easily legally removed the neutral fan in large part? You know, we've always had it because fantasy football's done. It's the playoffs. Now you have FanDuel, you have it. And the thing about it is, I guess it's not in as many places as we think.
It's just not, because
it's in Pennsylvania, it's right here. But it's growing, and it's in a lot of different places. I wonder if, let's say, when it becomes in all of this country, mm-hmm. and you can bet on FanDuel, you can bet on your app, whatever, if it'll remove the neutral fan, because so many people will bet, and they'll root for their bet.
I mean, I think that happens to a certain extent. It doesn't change the fact that, in a lot of cases, if you're here's the deal. This is going to be doubled down on for the neutral fan, because if they're also betting on games, they're probably betting on the Chiefs this weekend, right? Like, there's not going to be a lot of neutral fans, unless they think the spread is kind of out of control, like some of us do, that they're going to bet on the Steelers, right? So I think more often than not, there are enough neutral fans still around. You're never going to lose that sense of what the middle-of-the-road opinion is just because of sports gambling.
Yeah, I would think. I think it might diminish. I think it might get smaller, the middle-of-the-road opinion, and there may be people that are really – their view is really skewed by their bet. But I think you're right. We'll probably still have that middle-of-the-road opinion and that sort of neutral observer for a long time. All right, Roger Wood, I should say, We had a big blowout for him yesterday. He was absolutely great. Here we go. You can check it out, 937thefan.com, the next version, the newest version, the one that's out right now. It is all over. It broke the internet, if you will, yesterday. We'll find out some other people's opinion on it. It seemed to be, I would think, universally loved in Western Pennsylvania, that song. I think we'll play something for you next that you're going to definitely want to hear about Here We Go. And our Twitter poll straight ahead. Big, 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 big show today. Lee Sterling, 8 o'clock. He's back on the show. Carrington Harrison, radio man from Kansas City. He joins at 8:30. Charlie Batch at 9 o'clock. And so we're confirmed with this accordion man who works in our office.
That's Septech, yes.
Yeah, he's in. He's ready to go. How big is this accordion? I mean, he straps it to himself. And
we did this. I forgot that Colin was off.
I was off that day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was wondering why he was, like, asking so many questions.
Yeah. Right, I was off.
No. That's right. You were on vacation. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, no. It's a boss accordion.
Is it loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like,
beautiful.
We'll put him right, like, at that spot over there where Colin used to sit to do the updates. We'll move the chair out of the way, set up the mic. It's glorious.
Oh, gosh. I'm yawning because I got a bad night's sleep last night. I kept waking up. I was in anticipation of the Steeler game,
right.
I guess. But this will wake me up, I'm guessing. Although, I'm pretty... Does it, like, hum, like, when he first gets going, like, or no, those are bagpipes, really.
Yeah. Pat's a pro. Like, he's got this big case that it comes in.
How did
in.
I not know this man had this skill? How did it come to be
that
we found out?
How did we find out?
He just brought it in one day, a couple months ago.
He was carrying an accordion around?
I think it was a Friday. I think he was going over on the AM.
Well, he and his family, I think, have done this for years. Like
traveling Septax.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. He's in a music video out there somewhere.
Yeah, from, like, 2008.
Twitter poll. I mean, we've got ourselves in a jackpot. Here we go. Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Do you like the 17-game NFL regular season, yes or no? 63.1% of the respondents say, yeah, give it to me. I like 17 games. 36.9% say no. I don't like 17 games because I'd just rather be 18 if it's going to be 17. Just make it 18 and get rid of another preseason game.
And stop giving me odd numbers and making math hard.
Right. Today's daily Twitter poll. Vote when you get a chance. It's the weekend Twitter poll. Do you normally drink alcohol while watching the Steelers? It's pretty split down the middle. 54.2% of you say no. 45.8% of you say yes. All right. So yesterday... We said, by the way, people are saying that they heard Ron say Tuesday yesterday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yep, and he did. He's worried about he won't be back till Tuesday if he gets hung up with these delays if that all happens. So yesterday we said, and we blew it out for Roger Wood, and man, was that great, right? Tons of hits on the website, people needing and thirsting for that new Here We Go song that goes something like this.
Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl.
Man, it was great to talk to Roger, who you hear right here. Him and his son, they just put this together, and it's quenching the thirst of Yinzerness. People want it. New names in the song, all of that. And we had a big blowout yesterday, and we arrived at the conclusion, like, and look, there's some things, even if it's not your favorite thing in the world, kind of just get on board. Like, this is one of those things that should be universally loved in Pittsburgh, at least. It is. And because it harkens back, it makes you think of certain times or denotes certain things in your life. I couldn't find the person who disliked this, who was a Pittsburgher.
No,
the 10 o'clock show starts. Are you ready?
He didn't have a lot to say, but when he did speak, people listened.
Are you going to be interested at all in the new Here We Go song by Roger Wood?
Not one little bit.
Really?
Nope.
I mean,
the disappointment in Starkey's voice. Really?
I mean, Matt, turn that up just a little so people can hear it a little bit more clearly. I'm going to play that part again. This blows me away.
Are you going to be interested at all in the new Here We Go song by Roger Wood?
Not one little bit.
Really?
Nope.
Not one little bit.
Not, I mean, What a parade rainer this freaking guy is.
See, I should have known. I've been talking all week about how maybe, you know, with some sort of a secret admirer out there, maybe we'd start to soften up Ron Cook. You know, he's dancing around in the Doran Dickerson jersey with the guns out, thinking maybe we're getting a bit of a turning of the new leaf to a fun-loving Ron Cook in the final stages of his career. No. No, Ron sensed that he was having way too much fun this week.
He's allergic to fun.
And had to pull it back.
Right.
Had to yank on the reins and that was his
EpiPen for fun right there. He got shot with it. Now, there's a little bit more from this exchange.
Horst, do you have any interest in that? The Roger Wood, how he's altered the Here We Go song for the Steelers?
Always interested.
That's the right answer.
Because he's a Pittsburgher.
Right, but then it continues.
He was on with the morning show, and we're going to hear the song at some point, Ron. We are going to hear the new song, and I want you to sing along to it. Can you?
We'll not be singing along.
Just, again, allergic to fun. You like life, Ron?
Really?
Nope.
What the hell is with this guy?
He can't allow himself to have too much enjoyment.
I mean, the shelf life of this song, honestly, might be 4 days this year.
Right.
And it just celebrate it. It's okay. It's okay to know the Steelers are 12.5-point underdogs. It's okay to
I'm
try to
I'm a journalist. I'm going to cover it like a reporter.
Oh,
I'm
you
not
are?
Here to sing songs.
All the time. Why? Why can't you just have fun? Why is it not okay to just say, you know what, it's going to be about fun today. Or just fake it.
Just enjoy here's the thing. I said this to everybody in the newsroom yesterday on my way out the door. Like, to your point, we're only going to have this maybe for just a few days this year, right? Unexpected playoff berth, going to Kansas City, supposed to get blown out, all that. Enjoy it for now. Have some fun. It's okay. You want to get mad? We can get plenty mad on Monday
and
Tuesday and for the next 6 freaking months before training camp opens again. Save all your anger for that, man. This is an unexpected trip to the playoffs. Probably Ben Roethlisberger's final game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Even if they go out there and lose by 5 touchdowns, find a way to enjoy yourself this weekend. And even if you're covering the game, it's okay
to have some fun. This is a raging lumberyard inferno that everybody is involved in and loves. And it's put out, I've never heard a clip that was a raging lumberyard inferno of excitement that is honestly put out by one wet Afghan blanket thrown on it.
One man.
This clip is
urinating all over that
fire.
It
actually is great radio, though.
Are you wearing a Roethlisberger jersey, Matt?
Matt, why do you have a Big Ben jersey?
You know, I wasn't going to wear this today. I wasn't going to show it.
Holy hell.
This is great.
Ron has me fired up.
This clip, though, it does make for great radio just because of how...
Are you going to be interested in all...
Ridiculous it is.
...in the new Here We Go song by Roger Wood?
Not one little bit.
Really?
Nope.
Not one little bit.
Not one little bit.
I don't care about songs
guys,
and things
before
like
before
that.
Us, they just spent 4 hours talking about it. The whole city is aflame
if I could
with
live
excitement.
If I could live in that town in Footloose where no one's allowed to dance, I'd love to.
I couldn't imagine being that miserable. I couldn't imagine doing that. How do you wake up that day and you say, you know what I want to do? I just want to pee all over everything exciting.
I've been having way too much fun.
Bro,
this
I got to tamp it down. Just enough. I heard that. I wanted to say I expected it. I know right where I was. I was about to enter in the tunnel. I'm driving past the runaway truck sand pile. I wanted to almost yank in that runaway truck sand pile and put my head down and just go to sleep for the day and be like, he ruined the whole day. He ruined our whole show.
Wow. Everyone else is enjoying it.
I do think he might be a little anxious about traveling.
And okay, so,
but that ain't my problem, and it sure as hell ain't Roger Woods.
You know what it also is, the final time for him is
seeing Ben out
the
on
final
that field.
Ben column.
No, it won't be the final Ben column. But it's the final time seeing Ben out there.
Yes.
Ron is going to go. You know what Ron's going to do, by the way? He is going to go run on the field and do jersey exchange with Ben after the game. He's going to take his shirt off and try to flip it. Yes. So.
Ron sounds like Eeyore the donkey from Winnie the Pooh. That's what
Ron's jersey for the Pittsburgh Post Gazette pullover.
Yes, yes. Or is Ron Cook Jr. Buffalo jersey he had on yesterday?
Yeah.
He's going to go jersey, exchange it at midfield, and they're going to kneel down and sign him. Oh, well. Oh, that's that.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.